We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike's on, he's ready to go.
On the Fan,
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on, Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
All right, we hit the Fan at 6, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, as always, brought to you by those who drink it on this first day of spring, which for the first time in 124 years is not on the 20th of March. It is on the 19th, first time since 1896. The vernal equinox, which is what hits the northern hemisphere and produces spring, is early. For some reason, I don't know exactly why it's early, but you know what? In this crazy year that you will remember forever, we welcome you to spring. I always know the first day of spring is on my birthday, which is tomorrow, which is going to be one of the more unique birthdays I've ever had, obviously, as we all go through this crazy time. And what I want out of you this half hour is I want you to, and I want to tell the guys in the control room right now, pop the phones up, and this is what I want from you guys. I want to get as many calls as I can in, and I want you to tell me what's going on out there. I want you to tell me whether you're in Westchester, whether you're on BQE, whether you're in Brooklyn, whether you're in Staten Island, whether you're in Jersey, whether you're in Connecticut, wherever you are right now, tell me what's going on. Tell me what I'm not seeing. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you're experiencing. Because right now, which is always the case, right? We always have to be the best at everything. We always have to be first in the nation, first in the world at everything. And of course, we have to be first in the world now at having the most viruses, which we clearly do by a wide margin now as a state. There's over 3,000 confirmed cases in the city. Westchester has been a epicenter from the beginning. Nassau is right there, so great for Nassau County to be right there too and be one of the five or six most populated counties with viruses in the United States. So if you go down the list of counties in the United States with high levels of the virus, of course, it is all New York. So there we are, again, having to lead the nation in this. Hey, you would think California should be leading. They got the most people, but they're not. There are other states more populated than ours, but you know what? We have to lead the way, like always. So what else is new? And again, as I said, as I opened up the radio.com aisle before I talked to Scott Pioli about everything going on with the and a great job by him. I hope you heard it talking about Brady and Belichick because, listen, he spent 17 years of his life as part of the Belichick Mafia, he and Mangini, and he was, I'm telling you, as close to Tom Brady, or as he calls him Tommy, as anybody could be. They are incredibly close. And have been since Tom came into the league. So he knows more, and he's only going to tell you so much, but he gave you a very good inkling into what was going on and what is going on with Tom and with the Patriots and with Brady and with everything. I apologize. One of my lights, I've been having trouble with the lights here the last couple of days, so I apologize. One of our lights, my other light just went out. That's the second of the three lights that went out. That's why we didn't have video yesterday. I apologize for that. So it just went out a second ago. We'll have to figure out what's going on with the lights here. But the two of the three light stanchions that we used for the video just went out in the last day. So I got to get them fixed. But, you know, getting people in and out of work and fixing this stuff is a little different than it normally is. So that's the case. So we'll see why the second light stanchion just went out. I don't know what's going on, but we'll let it be as it is for the rest of the show. So get aboard And this is what I want you to tell me. Just tell me what's going on. Are you going to work? Are you driving right now? If you're in your car, if you're home, wherever you are, if you've been to work today. I mean, just about everybody knows somebody who's tested positive. In the NFL, Sean Payton just tested positive. We've already had Kevin Durant test positive. You've already had multiple players on four different NBA teams test positive. We all know people, whether the school had someone or you know someone already who has tested positive. Unfortunately, soon you're going to know somebody who's been sicker than you want them to be with this, and hopefully you don't know somebody who's in the hospital with this. But that's where we are right now. We are in a very delicate place, and I just really hope we're all taking it seriously. I mean, stay home. Just stay clear of everybody. Go out for a walk. Hit the golf course if you can do that. Just go out and take a walk, take a jog, whatever. Get out, get some fresh air. Just stay away from people. I just saw these people lining up on the news, all congregating, getting books. What are you doing all jammed together like that? That's not what you're trying to do here right now. This doesn't work. We know someone at Fan who had it already. I mean, this is real. And I just don't get, and I keep coming back to it, and I don't want to keep harkening back to it, but I really just wish the powers that be would get it and realize that they just are moving way too slowly. Treat it like it was an earthquake, or it was a hurricane, or it was a flood, and you know, you get the National Guard there, and you get the boots on the ground, and you get FEMA there, and you go basically just get the troops there and get this handled on that level. Mobilize people like you mobilize people when the power went off. Mobilize nurses from around the country, retired nurses, people who can work, doctors, get them and send them to the states that are going to need them, and then move them to the states that you have to move them to. This has got to be done like it is a, like this is a, you know, a military campaign. It is. You're fighting a virus that is going to overrun us, and we don't have 4 or 5 months to get back to work. We're not going to make it at that rate. We got to get the country back running within 6 weeks. We have to, by then, have everybody tested. We have to have slowed the process here by slowing the, obviously, the rate of how much we communicate this to each other. And we have got to get the healthy people back to work, get the other people home and in bed or home in the hospital, get them cared for. Hopefully we get something we can use for those that are extremely sick. We know today that there's been the malaria drug that's being used on people who are very ill, the arthritis drug that is being used, and there's another Japanese drug that a doctor friend of mine sent over today that's being used also that has been working over in the Far East and is working. It was a drug that was also created for something else but is working on these cases, on those that are in the hospital. So if we can take away the equation or at least the threat of people getting very sick or dying, and take that fear away, that will be the first layer. The second layer is to get everybody tested. Now, the numbers are not going to be good when we get everybody tested. They're going to be really bad. But it'll be a step in the right direction where we can get the people home who need to be home. And even in your home, you know, if you got someone who's sick, keep them in their bedroom and keep them away from everybody else. Just common sense. And if you get it, don't panic. And then if you get sick, then get to your doctor and get a test and get yourself care. You know if you need care or not. You know if you're really sick or not. I mean, if you got a, you know, a runny nose, come on. If you got 103 temperature, we'll do something. But I just don't get the idea. I mean, Congress, the Senate went home for a couple of days before they put that bill in motion. What, are they kidding? Are you serious? I mean, the military should have been called up. What are they doing? Are they busy? Are they fighting somewhere I don't know about? Fight this one. Get the National Guard in, whether they're dispensing tests, setting up test lines, cleaning hospitals, whatever it is. And I feel for the people in the hospitals who are working overtime because, you know what, we need those people. And you know what, we can't do enough for them. Pay them all double time. I don't care what we do for them. Promise them extra vacation, whatever they need. Because the doctors and the nurses, you know what, we need them now. We need their expertise. But we need people to realize that the clock is running. We should say, hey, we are going to get a test to everybody by this date. We are going to get everybody tested by this date. And we're going to get back to work by this date. And that's the way it should be done. And I don't get the sense of urgency at all. I really don't. And every day, you know, I don't want to see that. I just turn it on every day and see the number goes up by 2,000 or 3,000 in our city, no less than what it goes up in the country. And I don't want to hear about someone I know is in the hospital or someone I know is dying with this thing. In our country, people shouldn't die from this. I'm sorry. Our hospitals, our doctors, our medicine is too good. And let's get moving before these hospitals get overrun. Everyone keeps telling you every day, if you're listening to the governor, he's telling you before long, these hospitals are going to get overrun. And he's been ahead of the curve on this from the beginning. Whether you like him or not, he's been ahead of the curve on this. You can't knock the job he's done. He's done a good job. From what I've seen, he's done a good job. And I don't always agree with Andrew, but he's done a good job here. He really has. Got to be fair. And call it the way you see it. I think in Washington, they've been dragging their feet. I think they got to move quicker. Unless they know something I don't. If they do, tell us what it is, because all I see is the numbers multiplying by the day. And we can't bail out every single business in this country and every single company in this country. We don't have that kind of money. People complain when we bailed out the banks. We bailed out the oil industry, which was the right move. Turned out to be a very, very positive move at the time. Was, you know what? Not everybody agreed with it, but it was dead on. And bailing out the banks was the right decision too. And thankfully, the banks don't need being bailed out right now. They're strong. I mean, they don't like where the interest rates are. But our rally today, I don't think had anything to do with, on Wall Street, did not have anything to do with the idea that things are getting better. I think this was the case that we saw the pressures ease on the credit markets because the oil went up. Because that oil has been putting a lot of pressure because they don't want those companies going belly up. And they're borrowing, they owe a lot of money. So that the oil price went up, I think, was the reason why. Because I haven't seen anything yet that tells me we're turning a corner. I'll be thrilled the day we do. And then we can get back to thinking about sports. And yeah, we miss it. We all miss it. We would have been in the middle of the NCAA tournament right now. I mean, think about it. Be getting ready for the night session. Be getting ready for, you know, 8 more games right now. First day of the tournament. This would have been great. We've been talking about, can you believe somebody, blah, 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 today. And so I was trying to get Jay on. I'll try and get him tomorrow because I thought of, what's Jay doing tonight when he should have been in the NCAA tournament? But I didn't contact him early enough, so I didn't get him yet today. I didn't find him. But I'll try and get him for tomorrow. And just see what he's doing with a team that, you know, that has been a staple for the tournament. I'll get a quick break, then we'll see how many calls we can get in, and just tell me what's going on. You know, I want you to be my reporters out there, and just tell me what you're seeing, what's going on, what you're experiencing, so I get a feel for it, because I need you to tell me. All right, let's get to as many as we can here. We thank you for this, to take it to the bottom of the hour. So tell me what's going on. As you hear, just heard that update on how many cases we have now and how many are growing by the, I mean, every day it's another 1,000 people in the state of New York. So, I mean, the number keep going up and up and up and up. So we're right in the middle of it, as always, aren't we always? Steve in Homedale, what's up, Steve?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. Tell me what's going on.
I'll give it to you as a physician's perspective. I'm a physician in Monmouth County. Not
what kind of physician? A general guy or what kind?
A gastroenterologist.
Okay, go ahead, Doc. Go ahead.
Too far from your old stomping grounds in Barre and Belmont.
Okay, go ahead.
So from the standpoint, real quick, of medicine, you know, office hours have completely dwindled lately. Very few patients coming into the office.
Right.
Very few procedures as outpatients in the hospital.
Right.
But now we have nurses in the hospital that have tested positive. Partners in my group have been exposed, and now they're being tested and can't work until they're cleared.
So what can you do, Doc? What is a guy who's who has a specialty like you, what do you do now if you're not allowed to do elective surgery?
Well, we still have to cover emergencies in the hospital.
Okay, okay, okay.
They've taken precautions within the hospital system, but outpatient elective procedures, most of which are done at surgery centers, are it's practically nil at this point.
What do you think about the idea, Doc, that they say that they now believe these other drugs that were used on malaria or arthritis are doing some good things with people who are very ill? Do you buy into that?
Well, it's hard to say that's out of my realm of expertise. Obviously, that would be phenomenal if somehow you can treat it. But, you know, obviously, right now, the main thing is just, like you said, isolate the people that have it. And the most practical thing is just to try to screen everybody and just separate everybody out.
How sick do you think somebody has to be before they should be concerned?
Well, obviously, the things you mentioned, sore throat and fever, I think any little warning sign, you shouldn't wait till you're on death's door, obviously. I think that if you have flu-like symptoms, you just have to isolate yourself and not go to the ER, because going to the ER is really not good. Unless you can derive treatment, which right now isn't readily available, just stay at home and not expose other people to your illness.
Thank you, Doc. Be well. Ike in Brooklyn. Thank you, what's up, Ike? Thank you, Doc. What's up, Ike?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, Ike. What's up?
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm continuing to work on a limited basis. I drive, and I go to stores. I was in the city today coming from Brooklyn. The traffic is like a Sunday morning, basically.
It's nil. The traffic nil. What kind of product do you sell?
I sell domestic linens, so it's not food. The food, right. The supermarkets are jam-packed.
Jammed, right.
Stores have some people in them, but obviously the traffic is very down and the businesses are really off and stuff like that. I have a daughter-in-law that's a PA. She has no experience with treating this, but she's volunteered and she's in NYU hospital and she's decided that she's going to help. And
good for her.
They show you her. She has a gown, she has a mask, and then she has like a plastic over the mask. And we wish her the best. She's
good for her. That's very nice of her. Thank you, Ike. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, we lost them. I apologize. Apologize for that. Matt in Manhattan. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hey. My experience at this started about 10 days ago. One of my wife's friends tested positive for it. My wife is in a high-risk category. She absolutely cannot get this. It could potentially kill her. So for the last 10 days, we've been in complete lockdown mode. I work from home. Thankfully, I work for a company that allows that. I go out once a night. I leave the apartment once a day, about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. I go out for exercise. I do a lap around Central Park. I go to a store to buy food. I take the food home. I wash off every single container with soap and water, and then I don't leave the house until the next day.
Has your wife been out at all? Has she been out?
Look, she can go out in the evening. I take her out. As long as nobody is around, it's okay. But honestly, from what I know about this, and I know a lot now because it's been such a huge concern for me, everybody is not doing something similar to what I'm doing. The shutdown does not work, and we can't have the shutdown in vain. It's going to destroy the economy.
I agree.
Observe this.
They have to take this seriously. They have to do it. We have to do it, get everybody tested, and get this done and get back to a normal life, because in 3 or 4 months, we won't have an economy. We really won't.
The problem is that I saw a poll today that 58% of Americans right now have not changed their daily routine.
That's ridiculous. We shouldn't allow that anymore. So the idea and you're right, and thanks for the call, the idea that there's 50% of the people out there who think they can live normally, I mean, come on. You know what? You're going to regret it in 3 or 4 weeks. You really are. You really are. I mean, this has got to be something where you got to take it seriously. This is not like any other time. This is not like anything we've ever dealt with before. And we have a chance here where if we don't handle this right, not only are we going to lose people, but we will not even recognize what our country looks like in 2 months. Really, 2 months would be too long for us to be in this kind of mode. We need to get back to work, and we need to get the people separated. The people who need to be home need to be home. The people who need to be in the hospital need to be in the hospital. And we need to get the other people back to work and back to school. And if we can't get to school for summer, I can live with that. Everyone wants to be on video. I've seen my kids do it. They can do that for the rest of the year. That's not going to kill anybody. But we need to get back to work. And use the merchants in your neighborhood because they need the business. They really do. Buddy and Shirley, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I'm in corporate investigations in Manhattan, and I commute every day out to the LIE to exit 68 out in Shirley. And I'm telling you right now, it usually takes me 2.5 hours each way to go in and out of Manhattan, and it's taking me about 45 minutes to get home. My wife's in corporate banking out here, and they're actually advising her that under no circumstances are they going to be closing the banks out here, and they're forcing their employees to go to work.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? These banks have got to take, and everybody's got to take this seriously. You have to see. I actually agree, and thanks for the call, buddy. But I actually agree that we should take a radical approach for the next 15 to 17 days where we shut down. We've almost shut it down anyway. We've shut down our economy. We've shut down all our sports. Shut everybody down except if they have by necessity to go out. Shut it down like you're in for a snowstorm for 17 days. Let's get tests to every nook and cranny of this country. Find out and isolate those that are sick in the next 3 weeks. And then within a month, we can get back to work. To do it piecemeal is going to be so destructive to our nation. We are not going to come out of this. And if you think the government's going to bail out every person and every company in this country, it's not going to happen. They don't have the ability to do that. Matt Lincroft, what's up, Matt? Is Matt there or no? Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I'm on a construction site and it's business as usual.
That's insane. Are you guys? Why are you? And you're all working just like normal?
Just like normal, Mike. All around, like nothing changed.
Why?
Guys, you know they want you. You want to stick on jobs. You don't ask questions. You just go in.
I understand, but what are you working on? A home? A building? What are you working on?
No, like a state and county job on a road.
Well, you know what? If you're doing something that is for the public good and you need to be out there and the government sends you out there, I understand that. But if you're out there doing stuff that can wait a month, they better, and I don't care if you're talking about municipalities, guys who are doing construction, everybody better realize they better send their employees home and they better take this seriously or they're not going to have an economy in 2 months. They're really not. This is not going to work. These numbers are going up by the thousands every day. This is not, and we haven't even tested anybody yet. This is going to get insane. And the idea that some people will do it and some people don't do it, I mean, and I understand you're told to go to work, you go to work. It's got to be above you. It's got to be the guy who's in charge. The people who are in charge, they have to be told by the government. The police, the National Guard should be out there saying, no, no, shut the site down. Shut it down. Shut the whole thing down. Hey, Cuomo said today 75% of workers have to be sent home. Well, then he shouldn't be allowed to let people all be at one site. That's all there is to it because it can't work that way. You're going to spread this thing like wildfire. And if half of us are doing it or 30% of us are doing it, the rest of us have to do it. I'm doing it because I don't want my kids to get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want somebody I know to get sick. I don't want somebody who's older to get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want people who have conditions to get sick. I mean, I don't want to see any of this. We all have to take this seriously. I mean, it's imperative that we take this seriously. I promise I'll do this again tomorrow night. I wish I had more time to do it. I promise I will do it again. But listen, folks. And if you're an employer out there, use your noodle. You know what? If you piecemeal this, you remember that I said this, if you piecemeal this now and you try to get your building built right now, or you try to think you're the one who can go to work and have all your employees there, in a month when this thing is out of control and we are out of work and this economy stops for 3 or 4 months and your company goes out of business, remember I told you that. Because right now, we need to shut it down for 2 to 3 weeks, get everybody tested that we can get tested, get people isolated, and then get back to work. And we can't go back to work in this country until we have tested a majority of the people in this country, which will take at least a couple of weeks, a majority of the people in this country, and that we see the numbers going down. And as it gets warmer, hopefully that will start to kill the virus. But we're not going to get real heat in most of this country for a couple of more months. You know, we're still 60 days away from it being really warm. And maybe it'll dissipate over the summer, but we got to be realistic about this. We've got to take it seriously. And it's up to the government to make sure everybody does and to take it seriously themselves and really stop patting themselves on the back so much. Too much of that going on for what's going on, because I don't think the progress is being made as good as quickly as it needs to be made. Steve Summers is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.